legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Within the what we've seen of Jen Soto doing those interviews and talking, if she is innocent and really knew nothing that was going on here, what would explain all the contradictions and such that she was giving out? I mean, or is there really no explanation for something like that?
Yeah, I don't think there's an explanation for it. I think the contradictions are damning, you know, saying that, oh, I saw her getting ready for school at 8 a.m. when, you know, the possessions, the book bag was being dumped in the trash at 7:30. So I fully expect there are going to be charges coming here. I don't think there's a way out of that.
What I also found interesting, and tell me if this is common of someone who's making up a story, is a lot of detail. Details where they weren't even needed. I noticed she was jumping in there. One of them, they were talking about searching in the woods, along a riverbank in the woods where she had talked about going, the other part of this conversation, and they're taking vehicles in there. I don't know what type of vehicles they're taking in there. Nobody's asking you what type of vehicles they're taking in there. Like, is that a common thing where you go into too much detail and that ends up sinking you?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I'm trying really hard to tell a story here. And so coming up with things that are not even relevant, that carries some meaning. It seems odd.
And if you're just not a good liar, which I don't think she is, there was little glimmers of, I think, the facts of what she knew versus of the facts of what everybody else knew that came out. One of those moments being... when she was asked, okay, are you going out and looking? Are you doing anything? No, I'm sitting out here by the phone. I mean, it's not 1995. I challenge her to if she even has a landline.
Right.
Why would you not be on the ground? I mean, at least making it look like you're looking for the little girl. I mean, it almost seems like she was reserved to make this look, if you want to look suspicious, she's doing everything to make this look very suspicious. And even telling the interviewer, yeah, you know, they're out there. They got the dogs. They got a piece of her clothing. They're searching, but I don't think they're going to find anything there. Who says that? Who says, what was that?
Right. Yeah, I think we can say Jen does not appear to be terribly bright, and neither does Stefan for that reason. Not adept at their storytelling here.
No, not at all. One of the other accounts that we heard from some of the friends of Madeline, that she had been telling her friends that once she turns 13, which just did. She wants to go live in the woods. There's a lot of ways, I guess, that could be read into. To me, it's like, well, if you're in a happy, loving home, you're probably not wanting to go live in the forest. Right. That seemed to be almost, you know, like I'm ready. I want to go do this. It makes me wonder a little bit about if that was part of her idea, part of her plan of I'm going to go live in the woods. Yeah. Did this come up in a conversation with Jen and Stefan? Why would you do that? Because I don't want to keep being abused. I don't want to keep living. I'm gonna expose you, basically. And that is kind of what I'm wondering about motivation here is, was she about to expose these two? And the only way to stop that is stopping her.
Yeah. And turning 13 may have been the pivotal moment in her life that she was anticipating. Mm-hmm. And so I think it carries meaning that she's killed the night of her birthday party. You know, I mean, how horrendous is that? And there's probably some kind of meaning there that maybe she did express herself turning 13 and say, I'm not going to go along with this anymore.
Yeah. And it was her standing up that that's my assumption based on what we know thus far, that maybe that was the catalyst to, well, we're not going to get exposed. So she's not going to continue on. Yeah. Just a horrible case.
Horrible case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.